Hi, Family First Care. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Marcia Lockhart.
Okay, I hear you have two participants that want to sign up.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So who are we going to work with first right now?
It could be Michael Lockhart, my nephew.
Okay, where is he holding in the process? Has he had his assessment yet?
Yeah, he had all of that stuff done. I think he had everything done. I mean,
He's up to the financial aspect. Has he submitted all his financials?
Yeah, he did everything, but you can call him because he'll know more about what he just got off the phone with them about and what they said going forward. So I'm not next to him right now.
Did you give all the information in regards
to
him?
Did I give it to him? Yeah.
Did you give her number? Okay, so I'm going to reach out to him as soon as I see him follow up for me.
Okay.
In regards to the other participant, who's that going to be?
That's my mom, but she's in a hospital right now, so, I can speak for her, but she can be right next to me because I have to go back up to the hospital today anyway, so I don't know,
what should I do?
Okay.
I'm going to go down the list of financial information the county is going to eventually need. Let's see what applies to your mom. Because she's still in the hospital, maybe we could use this time now to try and get the paperwork together. And then as soon as she has a discharge date, then we can continue with the assessment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is she divorced or married?
She's never married.
Okay, does she own a home or anything
No.
Okay.
No.
Does she have a deed to any rentals, condos, anything like that?
No.
Burial account agreement?
I don't know about that.
Okay, so you put that in a question, write that down, make sure you ask her, that's very important.
A burial agreement? What do you mean by that? Like, does she have, a
plot? A burial account agreement. It's like basically money put set aside for when she passes on for, I guess, her burial.
Oh, no. I think she had insurance on her job, and she just got, that situated through her insurance. She's retired, though.
Okay, I'm not sure what insurance provides a burial account, so I want you to just follow up with her and make sure you get the right information so I can help you further. But let's move on. So does she have any life insurance policies?
Not that I know of. Okay. I have to ask her all of this stuff.
Yes, write that down. Make sure you ask her. It's very important. Does she own any vehicles?
No.
Okay. Did she have a bank account open between now and 2020?
Yeah.
Okay. Does she make more than $2,850 a month?
I don't think so. I think she barely just made it because that was one of the reasons. She had got denied the first time, but then I put in an appeal, and she got the appeal, but it was waiting for the county now.
So
that
she's
part.
Already done the process. You just appealed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so like your nephew, you already submitted all the financial paperwork. And
yeah, yeah.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to bore you more with all these questions.
But you can call Michael and ask him where it is, because he just got off the phone with, Northampton County, but he can explain it to you better, what they talked about.
Okay, what we're going to do for both cases, you and your mom, I'm going to call into the county with you guys, okay? Not today, because I'm almost out of the office, but tomorrow I hope to call in both your cases, and we'll see where they're holding, okay?
Okay.
Now, your mom's not gonna. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What you were gonna say?
I mean, we can't. Your mom can't be approved for services anyway until she's out of the hospital. What's your mom's name?
I know. Shirley Lockhart.
Shirley. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I would do is, she's in the middle of appeal, and he.
No, she already got the appeal. The appeal. We already went through that.
Right. I'm saying you're waiting for a response?
From the county.
Yes. Okay. So you're middle of the appeal, waiting for the response.
Okay.
We have to call into the county and see what's going on with both of them. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
I will follow up with you tomorrow. Right now, I don't have all the information in front of me because I guess Jasmine's still processing all of it. But as soon as that comes on, I'll be in touch. Okay? You don't have nothing to worry about.
Okay. No problem. And if my voicemail picks up, because I get a lot of scam calls, just leave me a voicemail and I'll call you back.
Oh, you know what? I'll give you one better than that. This number, let me give you my number, and you can always text it if you have any questions or concerns.
Okay, then I can put it in my contacts. Yeah.
Yeah. 267.
You said 267?
Yeah, 551. 7419.
7419. And what's your name again?
My name is Shira. I'll be the enrollment coordinator.
Okay, Shira. How do you spell your name? S-H-E-E-R-A?
S-H-I-R-A.
Oh, simple.
Yeah.
Shira, that's cute. Okay.
Alrighty.
I'll put it in. All right, thank you.
Have a great day.
Okay,
be well. We'll be in touch. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.